I'm not hungry yet.
The food, it's on the table. It's getting cold.
I'll eat out later.
You just told me to make you dinner.
Hey, bafangu, huh?
Oh, bafangu, you!
That's no way to welcome Johnny Russo to the radio stage here. The airwaves, our AT&T microphones. Well, he was Carlo Rizzi in The Godfather, and he's an author and a singer and a performer and a very, very creative fella who was a villain in that Academy Award-winning movie. Welcome to the airwaves, and you have to answer for Santino, Carlo.
I've heard that before.
Thanks for taking the time to join us. You have a brand new book called The Sixth Family, a Johnny Russo novel, book one, which indicates to me, thankfully, there'll be a book two and so forth, and you can get it wherever books are sold. I wanted to pass along, by the way, some greetings from Andrea Eastman, who was the casting director for The Godfather, and I told her we were going to be talking, and she sends along her best.
I haven't talked to her since probably that 50 years ago. She's in good health, I guess. That's great.
Yeah, she was here for the Academy Awards, and she said you two had some lunches back in the day, and you know what she told me? You were definitely connected.
Oh, yeah. That's very funny. No. Well, you know, obviously, in my first book, Hollywood Godfather, the world found that out. And then when they asked me to do four books, that's why, like you mentioned, Sixth Family is the first of four. My lawyers got involved, and they said, Johnny, you got to write novels. You can't keep doing biographies. You're going to go to jail.
Well, I know, you know, when I was looking at some of the other films you were in, The Freshman, obviously, wasn't that with Marlon Brando also?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I did that as a favor for Marlon. Michael LaBelle and Andrew Bergman and I produced three films during that time. We did Chances Are, Striptease, and The Freshman. And Brando was my neighbor at the time up on Mulholland Drive in California. And I said, you got to do this. I ain't doing nothing about The Godfather no more. I said, no, you're going to love it. I said, it's a spoof on The Godfather, and I probably can get you the biggest paycheck ever. He said, oh, yeah, how much? I said, $15 million. He said, I'm in.
Well, wait a minute, though. You had a rough start with him because, from what I read, he wanted you kicked off the movie The Godfather because you didn't have acting chops. And is it true that you basically threatened him that if you get me fired, here's what I read, you said, I will suck on your heart, you'll bleed out here today.
Well, the thing was happened, you know, he's such a thespian. And then when he came over, when Coppola had the rehearsal, he said to everybody in the room, the whole cast was there, and he said, when Brando comes in, nobody approach him, nobody look at him, and no eye contact. It was like he was a god. I didn't care. I mean, I was just happy to be in the movie. The first break, he came over to me. He said, you're a big TV actor. I said, no. You got a big motion picture coming out. I said, no, I don't. He said, well, you're not on Broadway. I know everybody. I said, what's this, a quiz show? So he said, Francis, come over here. And he said, and he breaks down the whole script. This guy's marrying my daughter. He gets my older son killed. You got to rethink this. This guy's got to be a good actor. And I'm saying to myself, wait a minute. Everybody I've already been telling them in the movie thought I was lying. Now this guy's going to get me fired. They're going to think I was lying. So I didn't know protocol. I said, Francis, go over there a minute. I didn't know I couldn't dismiss the director. And he went. Well, the whole room got quiet. Pacino, everybody's sitting there saying, like, who's this guy? So I put my arm around Brando. I said, come over here. I want to talk to you. And I take him out of earshot because I want to embarrass him in what you said. I got right through his nose. I said, let me just tell you something. All due respect, I know who you are, but you get me fired. This is what I'm going to tell you. You get me fired, I will suck on your heart. You'll die here today. He stepped back. He said, that was grand. He thought I was acting. I meant it. You make a fool out of me. Forget about it.
You weren't acting. You were serious.
I was dead serious. How could I go back to the neighborhood? Everybody thought I was lying to begin with.
Andrea Eastman was right when she said that. And then, yeah, I guess you came across Al Pacino again, and I noticed you were in Any Given Sunday, the football movie, with the guy who played Michael Corleone.
Yeah, well, Pacino got me involved in that. He called me to meet them at the Dan Tanners on Santa Monica Boulevard, him and Oliver Stone. because he thought I had something to do with football, but he misunderstood. My brother-in-law, Pat Bowlen, owned the Denver Broncos, who just won the Super Bowl that year. And then I got involved in that, and we went to Miami, where Denver won again that while we were filming. Wow. So it was a great movie. That's 38 movie stars are in there. We have Jamie Foxx made his acting debut in a motion picture in that movie.
What a life you've had, and I heard they're going to turn it into a feature film, and you've got the CD called Reflections, where you're a crooner, you've got Johnny Russo Wines, The Sixth Family is your book, a Johnny Russo novel, which you can get wherever books are sold and certainly online, and James Caan went to Michigan State University, where you're being heard on the radio right now, and he gave you quite a whooping in The Godfather there.
Oh, did he ever? And, you know, again, never being an actor, I made a decision that day. I'm not never doing a fight scene. I'm doing love scenes. He chipped my elbow and broke two ribs. And we choreographed this the whole day before. Jimmy wasn't a nice guy. I'm sorry, Michigan.
What about now? Did you? You didn't have to hit Talia Shire when you were, you know, with that belt and everything in that fight scene you had, did you? Because her brother was standing right there.
Well, not only that. I mean, but we choreographed that also. And basically, I just was whipping her, as you all saw on camera.
Yeah.
So, you know, and first of all, they wanted to cut the scene entirely during that time because Census Bureau was more sensitive, and she was pregnant. So fortunately, but that's a very memorable scene. It was very hard for me to do because my mother was abused by my father early on in life, and I can remember all of that going on constantly. So we had difficulty making that scene, which I wish we didn't. But fortunately, it's a very memorable scene.
Don't ask me about my business, Kay. That's what Michael Corleone eventually had to say to his wife about what happened to Carlo Rizzi. And when she said, "Did you do it?" he looked her straight in the eye and said, "No." It's Michael Patrick Shields remembering The Godfather with Johnny Russo, who played Carlo Rizzi.
Car waiting for you outside. Take it to the airport. I'll call your wife. Tell her what flight you're on. Now get out of my sight.
Hello, Carlo.
Johnny Russo's new book, The Sixth Family, a Johnny Russo novel, because he's got to couch it as a novel, because he can't tell the true stories all the time, according to the advice of his lawyer, involves Marilyn Monroe and Frank Costello, one of the great mafia dons, and of course he has experience having been in The Godfather. Johnny Russo met his end at the end of The Godfather when they sent him out to the car, and the car was ostensibly going to be taking him to Las Vegas, where he would get out of Michael's sight and start the family business while Mo Green was out in Las Vegas, and he was already eliminated by then. Fredo was out there, too. But they were sending Carlo Rizzi after admitting that he had set up Santino, Michael's brother, to be killed to Las Vegas. And he went out there, he got in the car, and Clemenza was in the back seat, and Clemenza greeted him and then put a rope around his neck, and Carlo's feet went through the window as he was strangled. And Johnny Russo, shooting that scene where your feet kick out the windshield, as I understand it in one of your books, is not as easy as it looked.
Well, you know what it is? Because Francis is such, you know, a master. He wanted authentic glass. And what he didn't realize is that Plymouth in the 40s, they had that safety plastic in it. You could break that with a sledgehammer. So then they had to score it, and the camera was mounted on the roof for the authenticity of it. He wanted my feet to come through the windshield into the camera, as we all see in the movie theaters. And it worked. Again, it worked. So it's, you know, I've been blessed.
Sixth Family is the Johnny Russo novel. It includes Marilyn Monroe and Frank Costello and all the characters that he knew in real life in a novel form. Thank you for being here, and you still have to answer for Santino.
Okay, my friends. Thank you all. And Michael, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Ciao, grazie mille. Sottovoci.